Mesechtes Makos, Daf Yud, 17 lines from the bottom of Daf Tesa Mabez, and we begin with the new Mishnah, and the Mishnah is, Lahichin Goylin, where does one go to Golis? And the Mishnah explains, La'ari Miklat, that you would run to an Ari Miklat, L'shol Sheba Eva Yadin, L'shol Sheba Eretz Kanan, and there were three Ari Miklat in Eva Yadin, and three in Eretz Kanan, and as we will see in the Gemara, there are actually 32 other Ari Miklat, which would Ari Levi'im, Shenema, and as the Pasuk in Pashas Masi tells us, Is Shlosh Arim Titnu Me'iva Liyadin, and of course, since Moshe Rabbeinu did not go into Eretz Yisrael, so Moshe Rabbeinu did not set up the three Ari Miklat in Eretz Yisrael, and the only way that they could actually set up the three Ari Miklat in Eretz Yisrael was after Kibush V'chiluk, which as we know took 14 years from when Yeshua originally came into Eretz Yisrael until he split up all of Eretz Yisrael. And the Mishnah continues, actually Nivchu Shol Sheba Eretz Yisrael, and before they chose the three in Eretz Yisrael, Loi Hayu Shol Sheba Eva Yad and Koltais, then even the three cities that Moshe Rabbeinu already set up in Eva Yadin did not save anyone, and they did not work as an Ari Miklat. Shenem, and as the prior Pasuk states, V'arim ashetitnu sheish Ari Miklat hiyana lachem, and l'chayra, since the next Pasuk tells us that there were three in Eva Yadin and three in Eretz Yisrael, so certainly we could count, and we know that there were six Ari Miklat, and therefore the Torah is teaching us that the only way that any Ari Miklat are going to save anyone is only if there's already a total of six, but if all six Ari Miklat are not yet set up, then even the three that was already set up would not be Koltais. And as the Mishnah states, Ad Shiyu Sheshtan Koltais Ka'achas, and the Mishnah continues, Mechuvanis Lan Drachim Mizoy Luzoy, and Bezdin had a responsibility to make sure that there were proper roads, which were direct roads that led from every single city in Eretz Yisrael to an Ari Miklat. Shenem, and as the Pasuk and Pasha Shaftim states, Tachim L'cha Aderech B'shilashta Es Gvul Atzecha Asher Chidcha Hashem Al-Kecha V'hoy Lanu Shom Al-Kol Reitze. And in this way, it will be easier for someone to run to an Ari Miklat. And the Mishnah continues, and when there was a psak that a person is chayiv to go to Ari Miklat, then Bezdin would send him to Ari Miklat together with two Talmid Chachamim who would escort him. As potentially the Goyal Adam will try to kill him while he's traveling to Ari Miklat, and therefore the Talmid Chachamim will be able to speak to the Goyal Adam and calm him down and make sure that he doesn't kill the Reitzeach. And Rameo Im, that the Ritzach himself would speak to the Goyal Adam on his own behalf. Shenem, and as the Pasuk and Pasha Shriftim in Perikut Tes, Pasuk Dalet states, V'zed dvar Ritzach, ashi yonashama v'choi, ashi yakas re'eo bivlidas, v'ulei seinulei mitzvah shilshoim. And the Pasuk tells us that the Ritzach speaks on his own behalf, and some agurs, afhu medabal yidei atzmoi, that not only will Talmid Chacham speak on his behalf, but he himself should also speak on his behalf. And Ayin Rashi, Dibu Maskel v'yidabru love El Goyal Adam, and the two Talmud Chum will say to him, Al Tinik by Minuk Shoyfredomim, Bishkoga by Maestri Adai, then the Maestri he killed your relative, Bishoygeg, and therefore you shouldn't take vengeance against him. And the Mishnah continues, Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda Imer, Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda teach us, Betchila Echad Shoygeg, Echad Mez Makdim L'Ori Miklat, that initially it doesn't make a difference if a person killed someone Bishoygeg or he killed them in Mezid, that they would all run to an Ori Miklat, Ubezin Shalchum, Ravina Yisai Misham, and then Bezin will bring them to trial. And will bring them from the Ari Miklat. Mishnah Schay Misav Bezdin Haragu, that if someone Schay Misav Bezdin, then they would be killed. Vishlein Schay Misav Patru, and if Bezdin finds that a person is totally innocent, then Bezdin would patter them and would go out completely free. However, Mishnah Schay of Golos, if one was found to be Chayiv to go to Golos, then Machzirin Isilim Kaimai, then Bezdin would return him to the Ari Miklat. Shenem, and as the Pasuk in Masay states, Vitzilu Eides or Itzech Miyad Goyal Adam, Veshivu Isa Eidel Miklatoy, Ashen Shama, the Yoshiba and Misa Koyna Godel Asher Moshechoi Soy Bisham and Akoidesh, Ain Rashi, Diva Maskel Batrilo, Kloy Matrilis Mishpa, Kol Ritzkim Vafilum Azidim, and the Yalav Taimo, Besifra de Beirav, Miva Orovloi, Vinosel Achas Orim. And before we begin the Gemara, let us read two Psukim, which actually designate which six cities are the Ori Miklot, and the Pasuk and Pashabes Chanan states, Es Betsa Bamidba, Beretz Hamishal Aruveni, Ves Ramois Bagilo Lagodi, Ves Gulam Baboshan Lamanashi, and these three cities. What are Ari Miklat be'eva yadein? And the pasuk at the beginning of Yeshua in Perek Bei states, "Vayakdishu es kadesh ba'golu b'har Naftali, v'eshchem b'har Ephraim, v'eskiris abahi chevrin b'har Yehuda." And our Gemara now begins. Tan Rabbanan, we learned to the brisa, "Sholosh arim hivdil Moshe be'eva yadein, uchinegdon hivdil Yeshua be'eretz Kanan." And Moshe Rabbeinu set up three cities in Eva Yadin as the Ari Miklat, and Yeshua also set up three cities and three Ari Miklat in Eretz Yisrael, which were opposite these three cities, and the Muchuvonis Hayu Kamin Shtei Shur Shebekarim, and they're directly parallel to the other three cities, just like two rows in a vineyard. And as the Bryce explains, Chevron B'Yehuda Keneged Betzah B'Midbar, the Chevron which was set up by Yeshua in Yehuda was Keneged Betzah, which was in Midbar, Shechem Bahar Ephraim Keneged Ramos Bagilod, and Kaddish Bahar Naphtali Keneged Goylim B'Boshan. And keep in mind that Betzah, which is listed first in Moshe Rabbeinu's list in Veschanon, is actually Keneged the last of the list of Yeshua of Kiryas Arba Hu Chevron. And Ramos, which is the second in Moshe Rabbeinu's list in Pasha Veschanon, is Keneged Shechem, which is also the second in Yeshua's list in Eretz Kanan, and Goylon, which is listed third or last in Moshe Rabbeinu's list in Pasha Veschanon, is Keneged Kadesh, which is listed first in Sefer Yeshua. And the Brisa continues and quotes from the pasuk in Pasha Shoftim that stated, "Tachlan Chadarach v'shilashas gvulatzecha, asher anchilcha Hashem alkecha, hoyelon esham akol reitzeach." And the pasuk stated v'shilashta, and we learn out sheyu mishuloshin, that the three cities that were in Eretz Yisrael had to be placed in a way that they were equidistant from each other. And as Rashi explains, that even though the Gemara used the Lashon of Vishalashta and it states Shiyum Shaloshin, however, Klima, Shemischalekas Ha'aretz Chalokis Ruchavish Eretz Yisrael Abbas Revayim, that they split up Eretz Yisrael to its width in four different parts and in four quadrants, Kamesha Mefarish Vahilech, Shehem Midroim Mishal Eretz Yisrael Chevroin, Kemichevron Lashchem, as the Bryce explains, Shehem Midarim Lachevroin, Kemichevron Lashchem, Umichevron Lashchem, Kemishchem Lakadesh, Umishchem Lakadesh, Kemichadesh Lutzafain. The amount of space between the border of Eretz Yisrael on the southern side to Chevron is the same amount of space from Chevron to Shechem, and the same amount of space from Shechem to Kadesh, and ultimately the same amount of space that's between Kadesh and the northern border of Eretz Yisrael. And this way, there was an equal amount of space that every single person that killed someone had to run in order to be able to be saved from a Goyel Adam. And keep in mind, although the cities in Eretz Yisrael had to be equidistant from each other, however, the cities that Moshe Rabbeinu set up in Eva Yadin were not equidistant from each other, and they were only connected, those in Eretz Canaan. However, the space between each individual city was not necessarily equal and weren't equidistant from each other. And the Gemara now continues and is bothered that how could it be that the Torah would tell us to set up three Ari Miklot in Eretz Yisrael and three Ari Miklot in Eva Yadin if in Eretz Yisrael there were 9.5 Shvatim and in Eva Yadin there were only 2.5 Shvatim. L'chir, the ratio of Ari Miklot seems to be off, and as the Gemara is, Eva Yadin class, Eretz Yisrael class, and how could it be that we should have the same amount of Ari Miklot both in Eva Yadin and Eretz Yisrael? And Abai explains, Begilad Shchichi Reitzchim, that since there were many Reitzchim in Gilad, which was in Eva Yadin, therefore in Eva Yadin they had to have a similar amount of Ari Miklot, just like in Eretz Yisrael proper. And we continue on Daf Yudam and Aleph, Dechsiv, as the Pasuk in Hosea states, Gilad Kiryas Pele Oven Akuba Midam, that Gilad is a city of people that do bad things, is a city that filled with those who run after blood. And the Gemara is my Akuba Midam, that was the Pasuk mean when he uses the term Akuba Midam, and Amar Belaza, Shaykvin Larig Nefashes, that they would lie in ambush in order to wait and in order to be able to kill people. And we see that with Shchichi Reitzchim, and as Rashi states at the top of the Amid, Oikvin is Irvin, and Ayin Taisis at the bottom of the Amid was bothered that even though it's true that Gilad was Shchichi Reitzchim, but Lachir, the only way that you go to Golis is only when you kill someone Bishagig, and if so, what Shaykhis does this have to Ari Miklot? And Taisis explains that since we will learn that if someone kills someone Bemazdid without Edim or without Astra, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be masbin them to a pundik, and someone will kill them b'shegeg. So in Mela, there were many people that killed others b'shegeg. And Ayin Ramban in Pasha Shoftim, who states, Da'afa pishein ha-miklot el b'shegim, ha'y shefchim dom b'mirma, u'marin atzmim k'shegin, v'hutzuch l'habis l'ham ori miklot l'kla esklon, sh'lei noida mi'amezid. And also Ayin Ramban, who points out, that l'chari, even though it's true that begil shechichi reitzchim, but that happened at a future date, and why would they set up extra ori miklot prior to this point? And Ramban gives two terutzim. Number one, he says that this was done al shema asid, and number two, he explains that even at the time that the goyim lived in Gilad, that there were many reitzchim, and therefore the environment was ripe for Klal Yisrael to also be killers. And in that area, there was always going to be killers. And as we know, hamakum goyim. And the Gemara continues that we previously explained that they split up Eretz Yisrael from south to north in quadrants. And the Gemara now is umayshna mehaygisa mehaygisa demrachki umayshna mitziyad demkravi, that when splitting something up into quadrants, that although in the Hanami it seems to be very equal, ultimately if someone that's at the furthest point on the north or south south border of Eretz Yisrael, then in order to go to an Ari Miklat, they had to travel a third of the width of Eretz Yisrael. However, if someone killed someone b'shegeg and they were in between the cities of Chevron, Shechem, and Kadesh, then all that they would have to run is a maximum of the sixth of the width of Eretz Yisrael. Om Abaya, once again, Abaya responds, b'shechem nami shechichi reitzchem, then Shechem, there were also many reitzchem. Siv, and as the Paskan Hashia states, uchachaki ish gedudim chavakrenim derechi ratzhu shachma kizima asu, and the Pasuk tells us, like gangs that are waiting a person in order to kill him are similar to a band of kainim who were murderers on the road to Shechem, and we see that there were a lot of murders that happened in Shechem or near Shechem. The Gemara now asks, my chavak kainim, what does it mean? A group of kainim were murderers, if the chayr kainim were generally not murderers. And the Gemara explains, Amar Beleza, show you mischabim larig nefashais, ke kainim alolu, she mischabim lachlik chumais bebeis agranais, that the Pasuk is comparing those people that were laying in wait in order to kill people who were similar to the kainim that gathered together in groups in order to collect their chumais by the threshing floor. Keep in mind, although in Shechem was Shechichi Reitzrim, but certainly in Gila there were many more Reitzrim, and that's why in Eva Yadin we needed an equal amount of Ari Miklat that we had in Eretz Yisrael. And the Gemara now continues, Vesuleka Va'ika, that how could our Mishnah state that there were only six Ari Miklat if Lemaisa we know based on the Pesukim in the Torah that there were 32 other Ari Miklat, which were the Ari Levim? And as the Gemara is, Va'aksiv, but the Pasuk in Masay states, Vesar Mesha Titnu Lalavim, a Shesh Ari Miklat, Shetitnu Lana Sham Aritzach, Valdeim Titnu Aboyim Mishtaim Ir, and there should also be another 42 cities, and it was actually a total of 48 Ari Miklat, and not 6 Ari Miklat. Once again, on my bio, Halolu Kaltais, Ben Ludas, Ben Shleil Ludas, Halolu Ludas Kaltais, Shleil Ludas, In Kaltais, that the 6 Ari Miklat would save someone even if they didn't realize that they were in Ari Miklat. However, the 42 Ari Levim would only save someone if they knew that they were in Ari Miklat. Ayin Rashi, Ben Ludas, Ben Shleil Ludas, Ben Shabar Sham, Ludas Klita, Ben Shleil Bar Sham, Ludas Klita, Shleil Yudea, Shi Koyletas, and Ayin Ritva, Kagan Shinichas Yashim, Mikasav Achirim, Oyal Gavi Behima, Oishle Yudea, Shi Ir Miklat, Ayin Sham. And the Gemara continues that we know that the Ari Miklat had to be one of the Ari Levim, and therefore the Gemara is, Vechevin Ir Miklat, who, that how can you say that Chevin was one of the Ir Miklat, Vaksiv, but to Pasuk and Sefer Shaftim states, Vayin Lakali, Veschevin, Kashadiba Mesha, Vayurish Misham, Eshleisha Bnei Anak, Kali was from Shevet Yehuda and not from Shevet Levi, and Om Abaya, and once again Abaya explains that Kaliv did not actually get the city of Chevron, and instead he received Pabada, he received the suburbs of Chevron, the Siv, and as the Pasuk in Yeshua states, Vesteir, Veschatzarel, Nasal Kali, Ben Yefuno, Bachuzasai. The Gemara continues and asks, Vekedesh, Ir Miklavai, that how can you say that Kedesh was an Ir Miklat, Vaksiv, but the Psukim in Yeshua state, Va'ori Mitzar, Hatzidim, Tzer, Vechames, Rakas, Vechineres, Vadama, Vahrama, Vechatzar, Vekedesh, Vedrei, Vavin Chatzar. And this Pasuk tells us that Kedesh was a fortified city. Vitanyan, we learned to the Braisa, Aram Halalu, Ein Eisneisan, Loitirim Katanim, Veloib Krochim Gdelim, Elayaris Bainis, that the Ari Miklat should not be small cities and should not be very large fortified cities, and they should only be made for medium sized cities. And therefore, how could it be that Kedesh was one of the Ari Miklat? And Ayin Rashi, that the reason why you could make an Ari Miklat from a small city is if tamid, as people gathered there for marketplace at all times, and people won't realize that the Goyal Adam will be mixed in with all these people, as there were too many people to keep track of, and he would lay in wait, and he would ambush the Ritzach, and he would kill the Ritzach. The Gemara continues, and either these would be two separate Terutzim, or it would be one Teretz. And number one, Rabbi Yosef, Tati Kedesh Havai, that there were two cities called Kedesh. One was a larger city, and one was a small city, and Rav Ashi, and Rav Ashi explains Kegoyin Slikum Ve'akra de Slikum, and this is similar to a city called Slikum and a smaller town called Slikum, which is right on the border of Slikum. And some agrees Rav Ashi Omar, as this is the second Teretz, as it's not that there were two different cities called Kadesh, but instead there was one city called Kadesh and a surrounding area that was called Akra de Kadesh, which was a small village outside of Kadesh. And Ayin Rashi Kegoyin Slikum Ir Mivtza V'yesh Kfasama Chanikra Akra de Slikum. And similarly, Kach Kedesh, Ha'ir Mivtza, Ve'ir Bein Nesmuchala, Hanikra Sal Shma. And keep in mind that this Gemara did not ask that the Pasuk in Yeshua states, Ve'ektishu Es Kedesh, Begolu, Behar Naphtali, and it seems that this was part of Naphtali and not part of Ari Levim, as the Gemara understood, we could give the original Teretz, and we could have explained that in Chanami, we're talking about the suburbs of Kadesh, and not Kadesh itself. And Ayin Ramban, that when Rabbi Yisra stated, Tati Kadesh Havoi, Miu Tavayu Me'eretz Yisrael Havu, En Lo Dechad Ir Miklot V'chad Loi, Va'af Onu Namar, Shehayu Gimel, and we actually know that it were three, Ve'achu B'chutz Lortz, V'chein Chagov, Ayin Shom. The Gemara continues, Gufu, we just mentioned, Orem HaLolu, Ein Oysen Eisen, Loi Tirum K'tanem, V'loi Krachum G'daylim, El Ayyar Bainis, and Ayin Demiri points out that we don't make them from small towns, Mipnei She'im Mazu Matzisham, V'yisak and Zeba Atzmi Lotzeis, that since there won't be a lot of food there, so this would put a person in danger, as he would have to leave the Eir Miklot in order to go get food. And Ayin Ritfa, V'loi Krachum G'daylim, and he explains, Yesh Eimim L'fish Im Yavisham G'il Adam Lo Yagish Boi, as we explained, and the Brice continues with other dinim that are relevant to the Eir Miklot, V'im Yeshivin Oysan El B'mekoy Mayim, and you don't establish an Eir Miklot only in a place where there's a lot of water, V'im Ein Shamayim V'im Hamayim, and if there's no water in that area, then they would have to bring water there, and they would have to dig canals. And Ayin Rashi, V'im Ein Shamayim K'shinaflu B'goyo B'mei Yeshul L'Leviim Havil Ham Amis Hamayim Achrikim Min Haris Arachikim, and the Meiri adds in, V'chin Adin Hamayim Nisavi Shamakim Shem Shivin Sham Amis Hamayim Min Anaharis. And the Brisa continues, V'im Shivin Eisan Elbim K'im Shvakim, and you also only set up an Ari Miklot in the area where there are marketplaces, in order that the people that run to an Ari Miklot will have all their needs. V'im Shivin Eisan Elbim Makim Mechlosan, and we would only establish an Ari Miklot in an area where there are a large amount of people, and you wouldn't put it in a desolate area, as there would be a potential for the Goyal Adam to come together and band together with other people and to come and kill the Reitzeach. And it's my Tuchus in my Sifan land. And if the population in the surrounding areas would diminish, then they would have to add other people to live there. And despite the Duraim, Avilim, Kainal, Avilim, Israelim, and if the people of the Ari Miklot would diminish, then they would bring a group of people, and they would bring Kohanim, Avilim, and Israelim in order to live in the Ari Miklot. And Ayin Rashi, B'makam Shvakam, Shimtsu Zainus Liknais, and B'makam Chlosin, Shiyu Kfarim V'yisho Smuchlem, Shleivo Goyal Adam, Rubim Alair Bechayel. And the Brisa continues, V'im Mechrim Ben, like Klei Zayim, like Klei Mitzuda, they now sell in an Ari Miklot any weapons or any hunting weapons. Divrei Rabbi Nechemya, these are the words of Rabbi Nechemya, V'cham Matirin, however the Cham say that it's mutter to sell weapons. Ayin Rashi, Klei Zayin, Shleivikne Goyal Adam, Sham Zayin V'yaharig, and this way a Goyal Adam will not be able to buy weapons and kill the Reitzeach, and She'im Yavik Klei Zayim Koymer Yagishabai, and since there weren't many weapons in the city, so if someone would come into the town and they would have weapons, then people would realize that he must be a Goyal Adam and he must be coming to try to kill the Reitzeach. And Ayin Rashi Klei Mitzayda Abahem Hargan Chayos. However, the Brisa states V'shavin She'im Person B'Seichem Mitzaydais V'im Afshil L'Teich Chavolim, that both Rabbi Nechacham agree that it was also to spread out traps in the Ari Miklot, and it was also to spin ropes in the Ari Miklot. And the Pashas, the reason is that someone that does this would also have weapons, and therefore this was Asar. However, the Aruch Haner explains that the reason why you can't spin ropes is because that would cause many people to come to the city in order to buy these ropes. And as the Brisa states, Kadesh Leite Regal Goyal Adam Mitzuyasham, and this way other people would not come to the town, as if there would be many people that would come to this town, so the Goyal Adam could sneak in and potentially kill the Reitzeach. And the Gemara continues, Amr Yitzchak Me'ikra was the Makar for all the dinim of the prior Brisa. He explained that this is based on the Pasuk in Veschanan that states, Lana Sham Reitzeach Hashir Tzach Hashriel B'Vlidas V'hu Leisein Lei Mitmel Shilsham V'Nosel Achas Min Ha'orim Ha'el V'Chai. And the Torah teaches us, Ovel Lei Midi Tehev Lei Chiyusa, you should make sure that anything they need in order to live there comfortably and making sure that he actually could live and no one will kill him are actually there, and he's completely protected and he's completely taken care of. And Ayin Demiri V'Shavin She'im Parsim Metech Metzudais V'im Afshil Metech Chabalim She'Bali Tzedem Melum Decharvim V'Chol Shemetzudas Metzuyasham Klei Zayin Metzuyasham V'Shem Yovel Goyal Adam B'Snakris V'Yikach L'Sham Klei Zayin, and will be able to make believe that he's coming in order to spin ropes V'Pnei She'idam V'Atzmoy She'im Yovel M'Koyma B'Klei Zayin Yagishu Boy V'Chein Im Afshil M'Sham Chabalim L'Metzudais M'Tamzeh Ayin Sham. Gemara continues, Tana, we learned to the Braisa Talmud Shegolo Maglin Rabbi Imoy Shinema V'Chai Avulei Midi Tevelei Chiyusa, that if a Talmud goes to Golas, then the Rebbe also has to go to Golas with him, as the Pasuk states V'Chai, that you have to make sure that he has everything that he needs to live. And as the Rambam states in Perek Zayin from Hilchos Reitzeach Shmiras Nefesh, Asei Loi Kedei Sheichya V'Chai Bali Chochmah V'Vaksheh B'Loi Talmud K'misa Chashuvin V'Chein Rav Shegolo Maglin Shivasi Imoy. And Ritva explains the Afal Pishi Yeshiva Bari Miklad Shaloi Minakol Adam Zecha Lilmoin Ken Arminum Sech Zavid Zara on Daf Yud Gimel. And based on this halacha, Amrab Zira or Sama Geris Amrab Zira Mikan Shlo Yishna Adam Talmud Shein Hagen. And this teaches us that a Rebbe should not teach a Talmud that does Averis, and as Rashi states, Shaloi Yovio Avinesa Lidei Riga B'Shegeg V'Yigala Dar Minul Kamon Shein Matzah Ol B'Shoyim. And as the Gemara will state on Amid Beis, that generally if someone kills someone B'Shegeg, it was because he was a Rasha. The Gemara continues, Amar Rabbi Yechonan Harav Shegala Magal Nishivasa Imai, that if a Rebbe goes to Golas, then the entire yeshiva will go to Golas together with the Rebbe. However, the Gemara is, Eini V'Amar Rabbi Yechonan Minayel Divrei Torah Shein Kolton, that how do we know the Divrei Torah are kolton on a person and will save a person? Even without the Rebbe going to Ari Miklot, he will be protected based on the fact that he's learning Torah. Shenemen, as the Pasuk states in Pashas Veschanan, as Betz Bamidba Be'eretz HaMishal Aruveni, and the Torah lists the three Ari Miklot that Moshe Rabbeinu set up in Eva Yadin, V'Ksiv Basrei, and the next Pasuk states, V'Zeis HaTorah Shesom Moshe L'fnei B'nei Yisrael, and therefore we see that the Torah is also Megan on a person, just like an Ari Miklot, and this is also a member from Rabbi Yechon, and the Gemara answers, L'Kasha, if a Rebbe is consistently learning Torah, then certainly it will be making on him. However, certainly the Torah won't be making on a Rebbe when he's not learning Torah, and therefore the Rebbe has to go to Ari Miklot in order to be protected even at the time that he's not learning Torah. However, the Gemara continues, V'yibayisema, or I could respond, my kolton mi ma'al chamoves, that although Rabbi Yechon stated, minayin divrei Torah shein kolton, it doesn't mean that we'll save a Rebbe from the goyel adam, and it only means that the ma'al chamoves will not have shlita on him while he's learning Torah. Ki had Rav Chista, and as we know, there was a story where Rav Chista have Yosef Agaris B'Rei Rav, that he was always learning in the base medrash, v'loi have k'yachal shlicha de malacha de maisa l'mikro l'gabei, t'loi have shasek pumim megirsa, and therefore the shlicha de malacha mavis did not have any ability to go and kill him, as l'maisa he was always learning, and he never stopped learning even for a moment, and salki v'yosef ha'az de B'Rei Rav, paka azav v'shasek v'yachalei, in order to be able to kill him, so the shlicha de malacha mavis climbed up onto a cedar tree, and the cedar tree broke and made a lot of noise, and because of that, Rav Chista stopped learning for a moment, and this way, the Shliach of the Malachim Avos was able to kill Rav Chista. And the Gemara continues that when the Torah lists the three Ari Miklot that Moshe Rabbeinu set up in Eva Yadin, the Torah starts off with Betza, which was in the Chelik of Ruvain, and as we previously saw, Betza was actually situated Keneged Kiryas Arba, which is Chevron, which is listed third in Sefer Yeshua, and therefore, the Gemara is now bothered that why does the Torah in Pashas Veschanon mention Betza first? The Gemara now explains, that why is it that Betza, which was in the Chelik of Ruvain, is listed as the first Ari Miklot when speaking about saving a person of Klai Yisrael, and this Mida Kneged Mida, as Ruvain was the one that tried to save Yosef, Shenemen, as the Pasuk in Pashas Vayeshev states, Yishma Ruvain, Vayetzileum Yodam, Vayyemel, Leina Kenu Nafesh, that Ruvain tried to save Yosef from the hands of his brothers, and he told him not to kill him. The Gemara continues, Darish Rab Simoi, Maidach Sid, that was the Pasuk in Veschana mean when it states, Az Yavdil Moshe Shalosh Orem Be'eva Yadin Mizrach HaShemesh, and why is it mentioned that it was towards the rising sun? And Amalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moshe, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe, Hazrech Shemesh Shuretzchem, and make sure that the sun will shine for those that kill someone, make sure that when they're in the Ari Miklot, that you take care of their needs. And Ikad Amri, Amalei, Hizrach HaShemesh Shuretzchem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, that by the fact that you set up the three Ari Miklot, even though they won't be kolot until after Kibush V'Chiluk, so it's as if you have caused the sun to rise for Reitzchem. The Gemara continues, Darash Rav Simoi, the Maidach Sid, that was the Pasuk in Kalos mean when it states, Oyev Kesef Lo Yisba Kesef, Umi Oyev Ba'moin Lo Yitvua Gam Zeh Havel. He explains, Oyev Kesef Lo Yisba Kesef, that those that love Kesef will not be satisfied by silver. Then Moshe Rabbeinu, this refers to Moshe Rabbeinu, they love mitzvahs and he never had enough mitzvahs. And even though he knew that these three Ari Miklot will not actually work until after Kibush V'Chiluk, he still separated it and he still set these aside as the Ari Miklot. And Rabbi Simoi continues that the end of the Pasuk states, Umi Oyev Ba'Moin Loi Tvua, and he explains, L'mino L'lamid Ba'Moin Misha Kal Tvua Shaloi, that for whom is it proper to go and teach Torah to many people, that's referring to someone that has all the tfuah and has all the capabilities and all the tools to teach Torah. And as Rashi states, mikra b'mishnu v'alochis v'agadais, and even though the Torah states loy with an aleph, we dash in it as if it states loy with a vav. Rabbi Ayin Mashal, who explains that when the pasuk states umi oyu b'amoyin loy tvua, then the pasuk states gamze havel, and therefore we're actually dashing with a lamed, and the pasuk is teaching us that do you think it's proper for someone that doesn't have tvua to go and teach Torah to many people? Certainly gamze havel, and it's not proper to do so unless you have all the tvua, unless you have the proper kelim to teach Torah. And the Gemara continues, behind Dom Rabbi Elazar, and this is similar to what Rabbi Elazar taught us, that Ma'idich Siv Miyamal Gruus Hashem Yashmiya Kalti Lasai, and he explains that this pasuk in Tehillim means Lamino Lamal Gruus Hashem, that who is proper to go and speak about the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mish Yoch Lashmiya Kalti Lasai, only the one that has the ability to speak about the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as he learned so much Torah, and therefore he understands the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Gemara continues with another pshat in this pasuk, Rabbanan v'itemu Rav Bamori Omar, Mi Oyev Bahamoyin Loi Svua, Kol Oyev Bahamoyin Loi Svua, and this teaches us that if someone loves Talmidei Chachamim who have a lot of Torah in them, then they will be zeicha to a son who is a Talmid Chacham, and Yav B'Rei Rabbanan Inayu B'Rav B'Rei Rabba, and as Rashi states, Rabbanan v'itemu Rav Mori Amri, Mi Oyev Bahamoyin Ha'oyev Talmid Chacham Loi Tvua, HaTorah Machzeres Lo Va'Alzarei K'Naminu Ba'Alma, Hay Man Derachim Rabbanan Havalei Benin Rabbanan, and Yav Rabbanan Inayu B'Rabba, Sh'Oyev Talmidei Chachamim B'Yisa, and Rashi seemed to have a bit of a different girsa than in our Gemara. And the Gemara continues and brings a simin, Ashi Lumoid Ravino Lamed. Rashi specifies, B'drav Ashi Gassino Lumoid, B'dravino Gassino Lamed. And Ayin Delila Shas from Rabbi Kvego, who explains, Ratzel Taris, the Lama Hikdom Risha, and Divra Ashi, Lidravino, Haravino Koshish Mede, if Ravino was older than Rav Ashi, Lazekos of Rashi, Divra Ashi Lumoid, Ravino Lamed, Misham Hochi Naka Kaseda, Lumoid, Bachin Lamed, as certainly people have to learn prior to teaching. And the Gemara begins, Rav Ashi Omar, Kol Oyev Lumoid Bahamoyin Loi Svua, that if someone likes to learn together with the group and not alone, then he will have the tvua and he will be able to learn a lot of Torah and retain Torah. Behindu the Omar, Abiyas Babchina, Ma'idich Sid, that was the Pasuk in Yirmiyah mean when it states, Cherev El Abadim Vene Alu, that the sword goes to a person that's singular and they will become a fool. And the Pasuk means, Cherev El Tzavari, Sinem Shil Tamil Chamim, that a sword should go on the neck of those that hate Talmid Chachamim, which is a Lashon Sagi Nar, referring to Talmid Chachamim, and referring to those Talmid Chachamim that learn alone without a Chavrusa, not only should a sword be on their neck, and they won't become great Talmid Chachamim, but they would actually become fools, and they won't have a Chavrusa in order to correct them, as the word Vinei Alu means someone that is foolish, as Ksiv Hacha Vinei Alu, as in the Pasuk in the Yirmiyah, the Torah used the term Vinei Alu, Nuksiv Hasam, and in Pasha Shlach, the Torah states, Yoyma Aaron al Mesha Biadini, al Nasashi Shalinu Chatas, Ashene Alnu Vashechotanu, Veloy Oid, El Shechotin, and not only do they become foolish, but they'll also do Averis. In Nema, since the Pasuk in Pasha Shlach continues, Ashene Alnu Vashechotanu, and therefore when the Pasuk in Yirmiyah used the term in Alu, it also refers to the end of this Pasuk that states, Vashechotanu, Vibois Im Mehacha, Vibois Im Mehacha, and another Makar that once someone is a fool, they will eventually do averes. The pasuk in Yeshaya states, "Noilu sari tzoyin, nisu sari noif, hisu es mitzrayim pina shvotel." And we see that after they became foolish, that eventually they went and did averes. And as Rashi states, "Al mahanoil nasalachtai." The Gemara now goes back to the pasuk in Kehelas that stated, "Oyev kesef leyizbel kesef, umi oyev ba'moyin leitvua gamze hevel." And Ravina Omar kol oyev lulami ba'moyin leitvua. That if anyone likes teaching to many people, he will receive Torah and he will be Zeicha to be able to understand Torah. Behind the Amar Rebbe, and this is similar to the memory of Rebbe, that Rebbe stated, Habi Torah Lamati Mer Rabbeisai, that I learned a lot of Torah from my Rabbeim, and my Chavir Yos Mehem, I learned even more Torah from my Chavirim and my Pupil Chavirim. However, my Talmida Yos Mekulon, I learned even more Torah because of my Talmidim. And as Rashi states, Lefi Shalideim, Yarba Pupil, Vinoisin Leib, Taratz Kushi Yoseim, and therefore the Rebbe will be pressured to be able to answer the Akashas, and he will delve further into learning, and therefore he'll be able to understand his Torah even better, and certainly he'll have more siyata d'shmaya. The Gemara continues, Amar Bishulam Malevi, Ma'idich Sid, that what does the pasuk in Tehillim mean when it states, Oyim do yishayu raglenu b'shorayich Yerushalayim? He explains, Mi garam l'raglenu shiyamdu b'malchama, that who gave us the strength to stand in Malchama against our enemies, Shari Yerushalayim, Shari Eiskim b'Torah, because we were involved with the Shari Yerushalayim, and we were involved in the Torah, and as the pasuk teaches us, Ki mitzi and teisei Torah, and Rashi states b'shurayich b'shvil shurayich because of the gates of Torah. The Gemara continues va'om Rabbi Shulman Levi ma'idach siv, that was the pasuk mean when it states in Tehillim she'amal es l'David samachti ba'imim li beis Hashem neilech. And he explains om l'David l'fnei Hakadosh Baruch Hu, that David said to Hakadosh Baruch Hu rebbeinu shleilom shemati bnei adam she'imim masay yom zaken zev yavi shleim benoy v'yiv the beis bechira, that we know that the beis hamidrash will only be built once David dies and Shlomo HaMelech will build the Beis HaMikdash, and we're looking forward to be able to go to the Beis HaMikdash and bring Karbanos. And therefore people were saying that when will this old man die and Shlomo HaMelech will be able to build the Beis HaMikdash v'na'al regal, and this way we'll be able to go to the Beis HaMikdash to be oil regal. And even though they were hoping for my death, v'samachti, and I was happy, as this will cause more avodas Hashem. And Amalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu responded to this idea of David based on the pasuk in Tehillim in Kapitel Pei Dalid, as the pasuk states, "Ki toiv yoyim b'chatzurecha me'olav." And HaKadosh Baruch Hu told David, "Toiv li yoyim echad sha'ata isa b'toyer lefanai me'olav oilish asa shleim b'dcha lahakav lefanai agav mizbeach." That one day of your Torah is more pleasurable to me than the 1,000 oilish that shleim your son will bring to me on the mizbeach in the Beis HaMikdash. And Rashi brings that this is based on the pasuk of Malachim Aleph that states, "Elav oilish yala shleim." The Gemara continues and quotes from a Mishnah, "U'mechavan islam drachim," and Bezin would set up roads that would lead straight to the Ari Miklat. And the Mishnah brought a pasuk in Pashas Shaftin that states, "Tach l'cha derech," and our Gemara begins, "Tanya, we learned to the Braisa, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Imeh," and we continue on Daf Yudam Beis, "Miklat ha'yakosav al Prashas Drachim, Kadesh Yaakov Yitzeach, v'yifnil l'sham," that on all roads that led to the Ari Miklat, whenever there was a fork in the road, there was a sign that would point in the direction of the Ari Miklat, and it would state that the Miklat is in this direction. In this way, Yitzeach would not get lost, and would be able to find his way to the Ari Miklat very quickly. And Rav Kana, explains Me'ikra, that what is the Mekar for this din, and he explains that this is also a kiyum of the pasuk of Tachon L'cha Derech, Asei L'cha Hachon Lo Derech. And the Gemara continues, Rav Chama B'chanina Pasul Pesul Hai Pashim Hecha, when Rav Chama B'chanina was about to teach the Pasha of someone that killed B'shoigeg, he would begin by quoting the pasuk and tell him that states, Toi V'yosha Hashem Al Kein Yerich HaToyim Ba'Derech. The pasuk tells us that Kosh Baruch Hu is good and Yashar, and therefore he made sure that even if a person did an Avera and he actually killed someone b'shegeg, that l'maisa there's a way for him to be saved and he has ability to go to an Ari Miklat. And he explained in L'chatoyim Yairo Kavuchem L'tzadikim, that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu cares for and guides even those that did Averas, then certainly HaKadosh Baruch Hu will guide and make sure that tzadikim are taken care of. And the Gemara continues, Rav Shimon ben Lakish Pasuk L'Piskel Hai Pashim Mehocha, as the Pasuk in Pashim Mishpatim states, V'asher Lo Yitzada Ve'al Elikim Ina L'yadai V'samti L'cha Mokim Hashiyah Neshama. And the Pasuk is teaching us that even though this person was not trying to kill someone and wasn't lying in ambush to kill him, and even so HaKadosh Baruch Hu put this person in his path in order to kill him. And Reish Lakish continues that we can understand this Pasuk based on the Pasuk in Shmuel Aleph that states, Kashiyoyim Mishala Kadmoini Merishoyim Yitzi Resha V'yodi Laisir Bach. As he continues, B'mar Kasu B'dabar, what is the Pasuk in Pashim Mishpatim referring to? B'shnei B'nei Adam Shehargu Esenefesh Echad Harg B'shegig V'echad Harg B'mezid L'ze'in Edim L'ze'in Edim, that we're referring to two people that both killed a person. Reuven killed someone b'shegeg, and Shimon killed someone b'mezid. And l'maisa they weren't Edim, and therefore Reuven did not go to Golus, and Shimon was not killed. And that's what the pasuk means when it states v'alekim inu liyadai, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu mazmin l'punig echad, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will cause both Reuven and Shimon to come to the same hotel. Zeh shahar b'mezid yeshiv tachas hasulam, v'zeh shahar b'shegeg yer b'sulam, v'neifel lo v'hargai, that Shimon who killed b'mezid will be sitting under a ladder, and Reuven who killed b'shegeg will be walking down a ladder and will fall on Shimon and kill Shimon, and this way Shimon will be killed, which is proper since Shimon killed someone b'mezid. In this case there will be Edim, and ultimately Reuven will go to Golus. And as the Gemara says, zeh shahar b'mezid nerag v'zeh shahar b'shegeg goyla, and Rashi explains that when the pasuk in Shmuel Aleph states mishala kadmoini hi hatayra shi mishala kadosh baruch hu shu kadmoini shel oylam v'hi amra, and the Torah states Mirushayim Yitzi Rasha and Vehechan Amra, and where is this actually stated in the Pasuk? And Reish Lakish explains that it is based on the Pasuk that states Ve'alekim Ina Liyadai Vehecha Kadosh Baruch Hu Mamsi Michshel La'adam Lachdai Ela Yidei Shehayu Shneim Rishayim Ahurig Vanereg Ahurig Ha'yichayiv Golos Ve'in Eid B'dovah V'ulei Gola Vanereg Ha'yichayiv Misa Ve'in Eid B'dovah V'ulei Nereg Lefika Kadosh Baruch Hu Mizadam L'punuk Echad, etc. And our Gemara continues, Amar Rav Huna Amar Rav Huna Va'amri Lo, and some say Amar Rav Huna Amar Rav Elazar Min HaTorah Min HaNaviyim Min HaKesuvim B'derech Sh'Adam Ra'itzi Leilech Bar Melicha Shichna Isa, that I could bring a Makar from the Torah and from Nevi'im and from Ksuvim, then the derech that a person wants to go, that is the way that they will lead him. And Minat Torah is from Pashas Balak, as the Pasuk states, by Yoimel Lekim El Bilam, Leisele Chimarim, Leisara Sa'am Ki Baruch Hu. And even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Bilam not to go and curse Klal Yisrael, but he kept speaking to the messengers of Balak and Uksiv, and ultimately the Pasuk states, by Yoveh Lekim El Bilam Laila, by Yoimel Im Likrei Lecha, Boa Noshim, Kum Lechitam, Ba'achas Adaba Shadabe Lecha Isi Sasa. But we see that ultimately HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him that since you want to go, so I can't stop you, and you could go with them. And the Gemara continues, Min Naviim, and we also see this in the Pasuk in Navi, as the Pasuk in Yeshaya states, Hoyamar Hashem, Goyalcha Kadesh Yisrael, Ani Hashem Alkecha, Milamedcha Lahoyel. And even though the Torah starts off that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to teach Klal Yisrael to do things which is good for him, however, the Pasuk continues, Madricha B'derech Telech, that he will lead you in the way that you want to go. And as Rashi states, B'derech Telech, B'derech Hashem Tivcha Lelech. And finally, Min Aksuvim Dichsiv, Imulaitzim Hu Yalitz, V'lanovim Yitin Chayin, that if a person associates himself with Leitzim, then he will become a Leitz, and if he joins together with those that are Novim, then he'll receive grace and he'll become an Onov. And Ayin Rashi, Imla Leitzim, Ba Adam Leschabe, Hu Yalitz, Eim Akvim Biyodai. And before we continue with the next Gemara, let us see the Bach in Ois Beis, as the Bach states, Nichta Betzidai, Kleimar, the Ilu Kva Hoya Be'er Miklat, V'yotza Chutzotchum, Umatzo V'Hargoi, Plukta Tanoi, L'Kamon, Masisin, Dafid Alpha and Beis, over Gemara, Dafid Beisim and Aleph, that if a person was already Chayiv to go to Ari Miklat, and he already went to the Ari Miklat, and then he left the Ari Miklat, and now a Goyal Adam kills him, there will be a Machlekes on Daf Yud Aleph as well as on Daf Yud Beis. And therefore, Rashi explains that this next Gemara is referring to a scenario where Reuven killed Tzon B'Shoigeg, Bezdin Paskin, that Reuven is Chayiv to go to Ari Miklat, and he's on his way to the Ari Miklat, and the Goyal Adam kills him. And Rav Huna, and Rav Huna teaches us, Reitzech Shigol Le'ir Miklat, Umetzoy Goyal Adam, V'Haragoy, Potter, that the Goyal Adam will be Potter. Before we continue, let us read two psukim in Pasha Shaftim, as the Pasuk states in Perek Yutes, Pasuk Dalid, Bezed Dvar Reitzech, Hashi Yonah Shomer V'choy, Hashi Yakas Re'eu Bivlidas, V'hu Lai Sein Lai Mitmoel Shil Shoyim. And the Pasuk then states in Pasuk Vav, Pen Yirdev Goyal Adam, Achre Reitzech, Ki Yechem Levavoy V'yasigoy, Ki Yir Ba'derach V'yako Nefesh, V'loy E'i Mishpat Mavis, Ki Lai Sein Lai Hu Lai Mitmoel Shil Shoyim. And the Gemara now explains, Kasavad Rav Huna hold, that when the Pasuk states, V'loy E'i Mishpat Mavis, that he is not Chayiv Misa, the Goyal Adam who dechsiv, that this Pasuk is referring to the Goyal Adam, and if the Goyal Adam kills the Reitzeach, V'loy E'i Mishpat Mavis, that the Goyal Adam will not be Chayiv Misa. And the Gemara will now continue and bring a Braisa that will be against the Shita Rav Huna, and then the Gemara will bring another Braisa, which will actually state exactly like Rav Huna. The Gemara continues, Meisvei, I'll ask a question on Rav Huna from a Braisa that states Mefurish, that the words V'loy E'i Mishpat Mavis is not referring to the Goyal Adam, and instead it's referring to the Reitzeach B'Shoigeg, as the Braisa states, V'loy E'i Mishpat Mavis, Reitzeach HaKasav B'Daber, that the Pasuk is referring to someone that kills someone B'Shoigeg, and the Torah is teaching us that while the Reitzeach is on the way to the Eir Miklat, that the Goyal Adam has no right to kill him, which is exactly the opposite of what Rav Huna just taught us. And we will read the Braisa, and then we'll read Rashi, as the Braisa continues, Atarim Reitzeach Ha'in El B'Goyal Adam. Do you say that this Pasuk refers to Reitzeach, or maybe refers to the actual Goyal Adam, that he's potter from Misa if he kills Reitzeach? However, Keshu Oimer, that since at the end of the Pasuk, in Pasuk Vav, the Pasuk states, Ki Lei Seinri Hu Loi Mitmael Shil Shoyim, certainly that is referring to the Reitzeach B'Shoigeg, and since that pronoun is referring to Reitzeach B'Shoigeg, therefore when the Pasuk states originally, V'Loi E'i Mishpat Mavis, that pronoun is also referring to Reitzeach B'Shoigeg. Rashi explains, B'Reitzeach HaKasav B'Daber V'Hachi Kamar, Pen Yirdei V'Sigu V'Hiko, that potentially the Goyal Adam will reach the Reitzeach and kill him, V'Hu Loi E'i Lomus, Ki Lei Seinei Hoi Larig V'Loi Hargoi Midas, and that is why the Goyal Adam has no right to kill the Reitzeach, and this Braisa is clearly not like the Shita Rav Huna. And the Gemara answers that in a Chenami, this Braisa is not like the Shita Rav Huna. However, Huda Amar Kaitano, Rav Huna was actually going like the following Braisa, as the Tani will enter the Braisa, that when the Pasuk states, V'loy E'i Mishpat Mavis, B'Goyal Adam HaKasav B'Daber, that the Pasuk is teaching us that if the Goyal Adam kills the Reitzeach while the Reitzeach is on his way to the Eir Miklat, then the Goyal Adam will be Potter, as Rav Huna taught us. And the Braisa continues, Atalim B'Goyal Adam HaKasav B'Daber, However, Hamani Mekayim V'Loi Yimishpat Mavis B'Goyel Adam HaKasim Medaber. And this brisa feels that since at the end of the pasuk tells us why a person that kills someone b'shogeg is not chayiv misa, and that is because he killed this person b'shogeg, as he didn't have any animosity towards this person, and therefore at the beginning of the pasuk when it states V'Loi Yimishpat Mavis, it must not be speaking about the Reitzeach, and it must be referring to the Goyel Adam, that he will not be chayiv misa. And as Rashi explains in Dibur Maskel B'Goyel Adam HaKasim Medaber V'Hochi Kamar Pen Yir De Goyel Adam Achre Reitzeach, and he will not be fearful from Bezdin, as the Maisa the Goyel Adam will not be Chai Misa for killing the Reitzeach. And Rashi explained, V'Seif HaMikra Ime Kiloi Seinu Huloi Moisev HaRoshoi Penir Dev Goyel Adam Ani Oimel Echol HaHochon LeYadarech, that because the Goyel Adam may chase after the Reitzeach, therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us to prepare a road for him, Kiloi Seinu Huloi V'Loi Hargo Midas Ayin Shom. And the Gemara now continues and will ask a question Rav Huna from our Mishnah. As time we learned in the Mishnah, Moisin Leshtei Talmid Chamim Shemi Agenu Bederach V'Yidaburi Lav and My Lav Demasu Bei Di Kotel Bak Talu. And it would seem that the only reason why we should be Mak to have two Talmid Chamim escort the Reitzeach to the Eir Miklat is in order to make sure that if the Goyel Adam comes and tries to kill the Reitzeach, they would be able to give him Asra and tell him that if you will kill the Reitzeach, then you will be Chayim Misa. And therefore, we see against Rav Huna. However, the Gemara answers Loi that is not why the Talmid Chacham escorted the Reitzeach, and Kedetanya, and the reason why they escorted him is based on the following brisa, as V'Dabri Lo, Dvarim Arun Loi, that they would actually tell him things that were right for a Goyel Adam to hear, as Oimim Loi, as they would say to him, Al Tidim Boi Minig Sheif Chidomim, B'Shkoga Boi Mais Liyodai, and they would tell him that you shouldn't be annoyed with him, as maybe you would want to do to someone that murdered your relative B'Mezid, and instead you should leave him alone and you should not kill him, but certainly if he kills him, then he would not be Chayim Misa, and this was not a Hasra. And Rav Meir Ime, and as we saw in the Mishnah, Rav Meir stated, "Hu medaber yidei atzmoi," that Reitzeach speaks for himself. Shenema v'zeh dvar Reitzeach. However, Amru Loi, the Chacham responded to Rav Meir that habe shlichus isa, that certainly it will be more effective if the two Talmid Chachamim try to calm down the Goyel Adam, and generally it won't be so easy for a person to be able to calm down a Goyel Adam by himself. And as Rashi states, "Harbe dvarim sheinu nasma yidei adam nasinu." And the Gemara continues, Amamad, that the Brisa just stated, Bishkoga Bab Mais Liyodoi, the Talmid Chachamim tell the Goyel Adam, Reuven did not kill your relative B'mezid, and he killed him B'shoigeg. And the Gemara asks, Pshita, Di B'mezid Bagolusu, as if Reuven killed the relative B'mezid, then certainly he would not be Chayev Golus, and he wouldn't be traveling to go to Golus. And the Gemara responds, in that certainly there are cases where even if Reuven killed someone B'mezid, they'd be running to the Eir Miklat, Vatanyan, and we learned to the Brisa, Rabbeisa Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Batchila, initially, Echad Shegev Echad Mezid, Makdim L'Ari Miklot, that right when someone killed someone, it didn't make a difference if he killed him in Shegev or he killed him in Mezid, they would run to their Miklot in order to be saved. And this is almost word for word from Mishnah, in Ubezin Shochan, Umavin Oisa Misham, Misha Eschai Misa Hergu, Shenema, Vishalchu Zikne Ire, Velachu Oisa Misham, Vinosno Oisa Biagil Adam Vames. And Ritvar explains that this is referring to someone that killed someone in Mezid without Asra, and although he will not be chayim misib dei adam, however Bezdin will now leave him to the mercy of the Goyel Adam, and the Goyel Adam has a right to kill a person that killed a relative b'mezid. And the Brisa continued, mishleinis chayim misa, and if someone was found to be completely innocent, patru shenema v'tzilu edus haritzeach miyag Goyel Adam. And finally, mishleinis chayim galus machzirin oisalim mekaymoi, they would return him to the Ari Miklat, shenema v'shivu oisal edel ir miklata yashena shama. And l'maisa, from the beginning of this Brisa, we see clearly that even someone that killed someone with a mezid would travel to an Eir Miklat, and therefore the Talmid Chacham would tell the Goyel Adam B'shkoga B'mais Liyodoi, that this person isn't someone that killed your relative with a mezid, and he's someone that killed your relative B'shegeg. And Ayin Rashi, the Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda holds that initially when someone kills someone with a mezid, they have a chiv to go to the Eir Miklat. And as Rashi states, Tchilus Mishpatim Shal Reitzchem V'ikroi Zeu Echad Shegeg V'Echad Mezid would go to the Eir Miklat V'Yalav Taim Mikra V'Chi However, the Brisa continues, Rabbi Omer, may Atzmon Hin Goylin, that they really didn't have a chiv to go to Golis, and they would only run to Golis by mistake, as Kesfurin Hin Echad Shegev Echad Mezid Koyldeis, as one that killed someone B'mezid thought that it doesn't make a difference if someone kills someone B'shegeg or B'mezid, that the Eir Miklat will be Koylet, V'Hin Einin Yoydei, Kultais, shall be Shogri Kultais, be Mizit in Kultais, and as Rashi states, like Omar Kosov Shigla, Elahu Toya Vigoyla, Vilamedcha Kosov Shikhu Misham Viagu, and the Torah tells us that even though he ran to an Eir Miklot, there's a Chiv of Bezin to take him out of the Eir Miklot and to kill him. And I in the top tases on the Omid who asks, Vamagloi Maisi be Milsid Rabbis Rabbi Yudin Masisin, that since the words Rabbis Rabbi Yudin in the Braisa and the Mishnah are exactly the same, so why didn't the Gemara quote from our Mishnah, Vishlein the Masisin Iklamim Bloy Chayavim Kamar, Elamelayim Hoyagolim Bishvil Shayotayim, could come Rabbi Hakar Braisa, our Braisa Mukhach Shaper, the Chayavim Kamar, when the Maisi Posse Gabi Mazid, our Masisin Lay Maisi Kra Gabi Mazid, Kain Nir Lamoshi Yichia, Boy Nir Dal Kachab Braisa Lekalamim and the Malayan Kamar, Dim Kain Hainu Rabbi, as then there would not be a chilip between the Shita of Rabbi and the Shita of Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda, Ayin Sham. The Gemara will now continue and bring a limud from the Paskin Yeshua in Parak Beis that speaks about the Ari Miklat, as the Pasuk states, V'nosel achas me'a Ari Ma'ila, v'omad Pesach shara ir, v'dibe ba'azin izikne ir ahi as tevarav, v'osvu oisa ir aleim, v'nosel le'imokam, v'yashav imam. And Om Rabbi Loza, ir shiru b'reitzchem ina kirlates, v'nema v'dibe ba'azin izikne ir ahi as tevarav, v'loi shehushvu d'vreim le'dvarav. And this is only if the words of the Reitzach are different than the words of the Bezdin. However, if Rav of the city are Reitzchem, then the city would not work as an Eir Miklat. I am a Mefarshim that discuss exactly how we learned this from this Pasuk, as this Pasuk seems to only be speaking about Dayanim and not about Rav of the city. And the Gemara continues, V'am Rabbi Leza, and Rabbi Leza also taught us, Eir She'im Bazakinim, that if a city doesn't have a Bezdin, and there's a Machlekes, if this refers to a Bezdin of Chav Gimel, or even a Bezdin of Gimel, in a Kriletas, then this would not work as an Eir Miklat, to be in a Zikne Eir Veleka, as is a requirement for an Eir Miklat to have Zikne Eir, and if there is not even a Bezin of Gimel, then that would not be considered Eir Miklat. And the Gemara will now bring three similar machleksim between Rab Ami and Rab Asi, one benegea the din of Eir Miklat, one benegea ben Sarah Meira, and one benegea in Egla Rufa. And number one, Itma, we learned, Eir She'im Bazakinim, if there's a city that doesn't have a Bezin, Rab Ami, Rab Asi, Chada Oma Kheletes, Bechada Oma Ina Kheletes, Lemanda Oma Ina Kheletes, being in Zikne Eir Veleka, as Rab Leza taught us, Lemanda Oma Kheletes, Mitzvah Ba'alma, that this is only a Mitzvah Ba'alma, and if you don't have Zikne Eir, then it still would be Kheletes. And number two, it is a Machlekes B'degea Ben Sarah Meira, as Be'er She'im Bazakinim Rab Ami Rab Asi, Chada Oma Nasaba Ben Sarah Meira, Bechada Oma Inasaba Ben Sarah Meira, and Lemanda Oma Inasaba Ben Sarah Meira, as being on Zikne Eir Veleka, as the Pasuk in Pashki Seitze, in regard to Ben Sarah Meira states, Besaf Su Ba, Yo'av V'imai V'itzio Yisrael Zikne Eir Vel Shar Mekaymai, and Lemanda Oma Nasaba Ben Sarah Meira, Mitzvah Ba'alma, once again, there's only a Mitzvah L'chatchila, and it will not be Ma'akev, and his parents could take him to a Bezdin in another city. And finally, there's a third Machlekes between Rab Ami and Rab Asi in regard to Egla Rufa, as the Pasuk in Pashuk Yisrael states, V'hoye Eir Akrev Al HaChol V'lochu Zikne Eir Ahi Eglas Boka Shaloi Ubeba Ashaloi Moshcha Ba'oil. And once again, V'ir She'im Bazakinim Rab Ami Rab Asi Chad Oma V'ya Egla Rufa V'chad Oma Inam V'ya Egla Rufa L'manda Oma Inam V'ya Egla Rufa B'ina Zikne Eir Ahi V'leka L'manda Oma V'ya Egla Rufa Mitzvah Ba'alma, that is only L'chatchila, even if there would not be Zikne Eir, they can still bring the Egla Rufa. And I am the Ba'am Taisis who points out, Tema D'Tanan, we learned in Mishnah Masechta Saita, Egla Rufa Imaydin El Meir She'esh Ba'Bezin. And Taisis answers, the Hasam Ma'iri Kagoyin D'Ika Yaris Tuva Over Chodri Menayu Yesh Bezin Kivin the Masi L'Uk Me'Kra De Me'Kai Me'Lei Aval Hachim Ma'iri Kagoyin She'in Shom Bezin M'Chol Yaris HaSmuchais Hilka Chamin On The Me'Kal Mokoy Me'Din Menayu Ayin Shom. And we will stop over here.